Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Cincinnati Bengals meet the Los Angeles Rams this Super Bowl Sunday, but there's always another point of discussion during the game, and that's the Super Bowl ads. They are more expensive than ever, costing $7 million per 30-second spot. But the marketing has been underway for weeks. Brands have blanketed YouTube and social media with ad previews, trailers, teasers, like this one for cryptocurrency exchange FTX that features a medieval monk.
I've missed out on talking for 33 years, but I'm not missing out this Sunday. FTX is giving away the time their ad runs in Bitcoin, and I'm going to win for charity.
Here and Now media analyst John Carroll is here to give us a preview of the commercial extravaganza. Hi there, John.
Hi, Celeste.
I don't mean to give away my age, but back in the day, I don't remember all this sort of lead up to the ads. I just remember watching the game, and that's when you saw the commercials.
Right. For the first 15 years or so, advertisers just ran their existing commercials. But then in 1984, Apple had its famous 1984 ad, and that started the ad extravaganza so that people made big productions for the Super Bowl, and it was an event in itself. Eventually, they started pre-releasing teasers, and you would wait until the game to get the kicker. That was sort of the small bang era.
And yet now we have all these brands that release those full ads early. Brands like Anheuser-Busch, TurboTax, Expedia. We get the full entire ad exactly the way it'll look on Super Bowl Sunday, sometimes even weeks early. Why? Doesn't that ruin the surprise?
In a way it does, but it also tries to maximize their investment. So there was a study back in 2016, Pokemon released its full-length Super Bowl ad like 13 days before the actual game. They got 12 million views, they got 100,000 likes and 7,000 comments. That was something that hyped the anticipation for the game and extended their investment.
There are also several ads like this one for Booking.com that has three different spokespeople in it. So you have Idris Elba seeking advice from Dos Equis, the most interesting man in the world, and from Old Spice's The Man Your Men Could Smell Like. So three different spokespeople for three different brands in one advertisement.
Booking.yeah.
Seven. But great effort.
Seven.
Six.
How about this? Booking.yeah.
Stop. You're giving me tingles.
I got a little tingle.
Ooh.
Booking.com. Booking.yeah.
There are multiple teaser ads for this campaign. They're like Russian nesting ads. So it used to be just the ad was the thing. You know, now the ad is the launching pad for a much more expansive marketing effort.
So I feel like I ask this question every year, but even more so this time because 30-second spots are about 30% costlier for this year's Super Bowl. So are they worth the money?
Well, it depends on how you look at it. I mean, if you're looking at direct sales, sometimes yes, sometimes no. But these ads are directed not just at the viewers of the Super Bowl, but at a company's shareholders, Wall Street, the news media. You know, all of those are audiences that the company wants to reach and influence.
Never even thought about that. Here and Now media analyst John Carroll, thank you so much.
Thank you, Celeste. Take care.